The Gingrich farm isn't hard to find. Its fields are speckled with hundreds of black and white Holsteins. Dairy farmer Earl Gingrich Jr. takes us inside one of the barns for a closer look at some of his babies.
He's had a little noisy over here since we just moved him. You know, so they came from this barn over here, so they some of them tend to bellow if they get settled in.
Gingrich is rather fond of the 500 cows on his western New York farm, and he doesn't mind the hard work that goes along with them. 7 days a week in good weather and bad. For him, Gingrich says it's all about the cows.
When you get up and you see the animals there in the background and they're waiting for you to take care of them, and they need you, it's like having a pet around, and taking the animal and you grow her up to be a full-size adult animal, you know why you're doing it.
So Gingrich says anything he can do to protect his herd is a good idea. He takes part in the state's voluntary vaccination program. Bright orange tags, each bearing a bold black number, are evidence of that. They dangle from the cow's ears as they flick away barn flies while chewing the newest cut of hay. But these tags will soon be obsolete. By 2009, the Department of Agriculture's National Animal Identification Program will require a standardized tracking system for every livestock animal in the United States. Bruce Agee is an assistant veterinarian for New York State. He says the system will be able to trace the movement of animals backwards and forwards.
Whether they're sold to somebody else on an individual basis, or they go through livestock markets or go to slaughter plants or anything like that, those movements can be recorded at those points at which they pass into commerce, and those movements can also be recorded in a national database.
It's the integrity of that database that is one major concern for many farmers and their advocates. They say animal rights extremists or terrorists could also get access to the information on the database about farms. Farmers worry they could learn about chemicals and medicines used on the farm and use it against them. Dairy farmer Earl Gingrich knows firsthand what can happen. Someone used a batch of antibiotics to contaminate 10,000 pounds of milk on his farm.
We did have on a recording, which we couldn't trace, and it said to something to the effect that this should teach you a lesson now.
And there's a microchip ID method being advanced in New York and other states that is heightening those biosecurity concerns. The radio frequency chips can be embedded in ear tags or injected under the animal's skin. The stored data is read by large panel scanners at auction barns or handheld models that are available to anyone. The cost is also still a big question. Maybe a few dollars for each chip and about $5,000 for large readers. Peter Gregg is spokesman for the state's Farm Bureau. He says they support a national tracking system, but Gregg says the government will have to make it secure and pay for it.
You know, we're operating on too slim a margins as it is to be able to pick up the tab for a program like this. The other aspect is that we have to make sure that, you know, there's protection of private rights.
State veterinarian Bruce Agee says the government is listening to those concerns. He says they're working to make the program cost neutral or at least to share the cost with farmers. And Agee says Congress is hearing arguments that a private entity such as a cooperative should be allowed to manage the database. Advocates say they prefer that to the government being in charge of private information. But Agee says either way, there has to be a dependable way to track animals.
It may seem a little like 1984, but it's the state of technology, it's the state of the marketplace on both an international and a national scope, along with the fact that we now have diseases like mad cow disease and other food safety issues that more and more consumers are demanding that we be able to trace these animals and address the source of the problem.
For now, states are rushing to comply with the first phase of the National ID program. By March of next year, every livestock and poultry farm in the country must be located and assigned a premises identification number. Then each and every farm creature, be it a cow or horse, elk or fish, will get its very own animal social security number. For the GLRC, I'm Joyce Kryzak.